Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I did just want to, just kind of, point this out. The Jets, right, again, 2 weeks ago against the Denver Broncos had just a ton of penalties. I think it was 12 overall. I can't remember the exact number, Doc. Mm-hmm. But, like, to your point, like, one of the reasons why Mike McCarthy always gets criticized in Dallas mm-hmm. is because his team, even though they win before this year, 12 games every regular season, they're always one of the most highly penalized teams. Yeah. Yeah. And I've never been able to wrap my arms around whether that's more of a player issue or whether that's more of a coaching issue. Do you, like, with all of your experience as mm-hmm. a player, mm-hmm. analyst, right? You've never been a coach that I don't know about, right?
Youth.
Like on the NFL level,
I work
right?
For Coach Sheehan, yeah.
Okay, right. Yeah. But is that when you have mass quantities of, and I'm not talking specifically about the Jets or specifically mm-hmm. about the Cowboys forever, the Raiders have been highly penalized. They're just undisciplined teams for whatever reason.
Point, lack of fear. There's got to be a lack genuine jerk on a staff. Mm-hmm. You want to see low penalties, mm-hmm. high jerk. Presence mm-hmm. on the staff. Like Joe Bugle is on your staff. Mm-hmm. You're not jumping off sides and doing a lot of things. You don't want to deal with that heat.
Can you be what Joe, and I only covered Joe for a year, so I don't right. know, I didn't know him well.
And Joe, people like Joe Bugle.
Right. But can you do that in today's day and age with today's prima donnas? Because that's the problem that I have.
Well, then look at the winning teams.
Yeah.
Now, which would be the Kansas City Chiefs staff.
Right. Is Andy Reid?
Andy, both sides of the ball. Look at the ages of the guys coaching them.
Right.
Grown-ass men with gray hair, and they're speaking in tongues. And
but
they're getting results.
But are they doing what the old-school mentality used to be? What
That's
I presume
they
Joe
they
Bugle
all
used
it.
To
they
be?
All, yeah, they all.
Yeah, but maybe they've adjusted over
the years. There's not young slicksters mm-hmm. wearing, no disrespect, mm-hmm. but old school and attention to detail mm-hmm. is not making you in style or not. It's just you either it's by the book or not. Mm-hmm. A lot of these young coaches are interested in friendships. That doesn't necessarily is not part of the deal. You either get the job done the way it's being coached or you don't. And I find it unsettling for teams that are undisciplined to win, and for the whoever's in charge to allow it to happen mm-hmm. to me is the first sign of erosion and cancer in a program. It just doesn't work. I haven't seen it work yet.
Interesting. So, I'm trying to sort through all this, right? And I'm trying to figure out, okay, is it just an anomaly sometimes?
I'll break it down for you even more so.
Well,
as much as you love the Raiders.
Yeah.
and we love the bravado and all that. Right. Look at them.
Yeah, no, I understand. But, like, to your point, right, Kansas City's won back-to-back Super Bowls. You know who is the least penalized team in the NFL? The Kansas City Chiefs. 27 penalties against, tied with the Rams. Harbaugh in Los Angeles is known as a pretty much a disciplinarian, right? I mean, he's a little bit of a different
squirky,
bird.
He's different, but it's...
But second, because McVay and the Rams are tied with the Chiefs as the least penalized teams, right?
And it's your assistant staff.
And then you look, right, all the way through, and Houston, and everybody has mad respect for what DeMeco Ryans has been able
and
to do.
And you can be young and be efficient, too.
Right. They are the most penalized team in the NFL, and yet what are they, 4-1?
Yeah,
and yet playmakers. And then you have the that's you can overcome some of that,
with
right?
Playmakers.
And then the Jets are second with 50 penalties.
They got playmakers,
and we just talked about what kind of mess they are. Yeah. So here's the bottom line: until they overcome that, like, you can get away with it sometimes, but until you overcome shooting yourself in the foot, whether it be bad field goals bad red zone execution, bad turnovers, bad juju, you can add whoever you want. It doesn't
and you
always
have
solve
to,
everything.
The determining factor, you have to be able to run the ball enough to maintain possessions.
Yeah.
That's what separates. The reason Washington didn't beat Baltimore was that their sledgehammer didn't play in the game.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.